aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today's show, last half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, August 5th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. We have the summer sale going on to empty out, sell out the old warehouse. Mike Lindell's building a new state-of-the-art warehouse. He does not want to move the inventory from the old warehouse into the new warehouse. He wants to fill it with new products they're making in the factory, go directly into the new warehouse. That's the plan come the middle of September. For the next month or so, 50, 60, 70, 80% off some of the items there in the store. So what you do is text me MP for MyPillow. I'll text you the link to the website and the promo code Trucker Randy. All one word, upper lowercase, it doesn't matter. Trucker Randy, no space, will get you the discounts. Now, if you can't shop online, there's an 800 number that's tied directly to our discount. You call this number, they'll have Trucker Randy promo code pulled up, shop away. For example, go online, get the new MyPillows 2.0. I highly recommend them. They are great pillows. Giza Dream Sheets, the towels, slippers, whatever you want, shop away. See how much it is. When you go to checkout, you can see the retail price. Then put in the promo code Trucker Randy, one word, hit apply, and see how much you save. If you spend more than $100, you'll get free shipping on your order. This is something we are doing to help sell out his old inventory, clean out the old warehouse to get the new warehouse stocked in September. So text me MP. I'll send you the information. You can place your order today. So why does Up North Live and this AP reporter come out with a hit piece today here in Antrim County clerk's race? Well, obviously, they're thinking that Vicky is going to win tomorrow. Cheryl Guy is saying if she does win, she'll do a write-in campaign against her. Well, good luck with that, Cheryl. You do whatever you want to do. Vicky's willing to come meet with you, talk to you about it, but you're going to do what you want to do. That's fine. You have the right to do that. But here's the main point. And Officer Rick makes a very good point in his text message. What is Cheryl Guy covering up? What is she afraid that Vicky may find once she takes office in January? What is she going to discover? What is she going to find out about what's going on in the clerk's office? What is the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, so afraid of? Because this isn't just a story about Cheryl Guy coming out and publicly endorsing one of Vicky's opponents. when she said previously she wasn't going to endorse anyone. This isn't about the owner of the Antrim Review newspaper coming out with an editorial basically endorsing another candidate. Ironically, not the same candidate that Cheryl Guy has endorsed. What is it they're so afraid of? What are they so afraid of that they would get Jocelyn Benson to get an AP reporter to do a story that's picked up by Up North Live and ran perhaps on their news talk show and possibly their website and sharing it with other news agencies across the state of Michigan, not just Antrim County? What is it they're afraid of? Personally, I believe it has to do with Jocelyn Benson running for governor in 2026. The things that she wants to incorporate, the things she's talked about, she's put it on her sign, she's put it on her campaign material, she's put it in her mailers, she's put it in her newspaper ads. She has not hidden the fact that this was what she was running on. But now, last minute, the day before the election, they're going to come out with this hit piece. Text me Antrim if you know anybody that lives in Antrim County. When I get done with the show, I'll forward you the information for you to send to them. This information, folks, is the absolutely proof of what Vicky ran on to become Antrim County Clerk. And based on the fact that 800% increase in FOIA requests to Jocelyn Benson's Bureau of Elections, in a story today that Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, is coming out, excessive FOIA requests regarding the 2020 election. What does that tell you? Obviously, this is still a hot topic. Top of mind, people are still concerned about what happened in 2020, afraid it may happen again in 2024. Well, nothing's going to change, folks, unless you elect new clerks. Timothy Jacobs is running in Mount Morenci. If you live in Mount Morenci, vote for Timothy Jacobs to be the next clerk of Mount Morenci. It's kind of interesting. Cheryl Guy even mentions the sheriff's office, claiming that we are infiltrating these county positions with a political agenda. What political agenda? Simply want to restore faith and election integrity in our elections here in our county. What, because we want a constitutional sheriff? Somebody who won't enforce unconstitutional gun laws that were created in Lansing, perpetrated against us, the people of our state? No, they want the go-along, get-along sheriff, the establishment sheriff, who I believe actually is a Democrat running as a Republican to simply get elected. We have an Antrim County Democrat chair that has a Sheriff Kevin Hoke sign in her front yard. Wait a minute, you're the chair of the Democrat Party and you got a Republican sheriff candidate sign in your front yard. So what does that tell you, folks? The Democrats are going to cross over and play games in our election tomorrow here in Antrim County. They're probably going to do it in counties all across the state. Why? Well, obviously they don't care about the U.S. Senate race where there's two candidates running, Elisa Slotkin and Hill Harper. They don't care. Here in the 1st Congressional District, two Democrats are running for their nomination. Well, obviously these Democrats, they don't care. It's more important for them to be able to vote for the anti-conservative, I would even go so far as saying Christian conservative, fiscal conservative, social conservative candidates running for these offices. So they want to make sure that they don't win. So they're going to cross over and play games in our elections. How many numbers? How strong? How unified will they be? We don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. But it's very, very, very interesting how these stories from Up North Live, the AP reporter, and today, Dana Nessel and Jocelyn Benson coming out with stories that tie right into the attacks that we're seeing. Well, the truth will prevail. The voters will decide, and we will leave it up to them. But again, if you know somebody who lives in Antrim County, share this information. Just text me Antrim. I'll send it to you. If you know people who live in Sheboygan, text me Sheboygan. These are the two counties that I want to be focused on as we head into Election Day tomorrow. And I just find it amazing the timing of these stories. And the thing that's so funny about it, actually, Vicky filed to run back in April, 4 months ago. The campaign was clear and obvious. We had already purchased the signs that say right on there, "Restore election integrity in Antrim County." That was their slogan. That's on our business cards when we knocked on doors and talked to people. That's on the mailers. That's on the TV ads, or the newspaper ads, excuse me. Newspaper ads, mailers, and business cards and signs. Not hiding the fact that this was the platform she was running on. But yet now, a week before the election, Bridge, Michigan's going to do a hit piece. The day before the election, Up North Live and the AP reporter does a hit piece. Very, very interesting. And I know you guys are getting your negative attack pieces where you live. We've already talked to Neil Friske about the 107th. We already know what they've done against Todd Smallenberg in the 106th. Well, you guys have a decision to make. Are you going to forward these text messages to people you know? Are you going to be part of the grassroots information campaign? Are you going to counter the misinformation, the lies in the mailers, the lies in the text messages, all the things that you've been bombarded with? Well, you need to get the truth out to your friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers. If they get a text message from you folks, they're more likely to listen to you than they are to these lying mailers. Absolutely. We'll send them all out at the end of the hour as soon as I get off the microphone. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. And again, I got quite a few Antrims and quite a few Sheboygans. I'll get to you guys right after I get off the show today at noon. I have a couple phone calls I got to make, and then I'll be heading out, working until about 8 o'clock tonight. So we'll get that information to you as soon as I get off the air with I'm done with the phone calls. Now, one thing that will happen at midnight tomorrow after the election, all the political ads are going to be pulled. All of our sponsors of this show, all of the people we've had as guests interviewing every week, all that will stop at midnight tomorrow. As a result, we are going to need to replace that income. For the show, we need new sponsors. If there's anybody out there that you know is a patriot-type business providing goods, products, services that you believe would fit with our radio family, please give them my phone number. Ask them to give me a call. After we go out and pick up campaign signs, regardless of the results, we'll be back to normal business heading into November. Probably won't be a lot of campaign ads running on the station because most of them are going to be determined tomorrow. Republicans who win the primary tomorrow will be elected in November. Very simple. The listening area is 65-70% Republican this year because it's a presidential election. Democrats in some of these races didn't even file to run. The Republicans who win tomorrow, some of them are unopposed in November. So it's that simple, folks. Text me Antrim, text me Sheboygan. Forward this information to everybody you know that lives in those counties. These are the candidates to vote for. And if they get a text message directly from you, this will carry a lot of weight. This is not something that's coming to them from somebody they don't even know. You have influence with a lot more people than you realize. And as a result, you could help us win these races. I've had people text me for Emmett County, the 107th. Sheboygan County, the 106th. And then, of course, Vicky's race here in Antrim County. Text message I'm going to send you is all about her platform, what she's running on, why she wants to be the clerk. But the point of the matter is they are fighting desperately to counter the hard work that we put into these campaigns. Neil Friske is proud of the fact that he's the most conservative state representative down in Lansing, part of the House Freedom Caucus. If you live in the 107th and you appreciate the way he's voted, you need to vote for him and get out the vote for him tomorrow. But the bottom line is this. Regardless of the results, it's in God's hands. Do you want us to carry on this work? Then we will prevail. If you don't, we got the message loud and clear. It's that simple. And the fact of the matter that this is an election that's going to boil down to, I believe, getting out the vote. If we get our people out to vote and they vote for these candidates, we win. It's that simple. No amount of mailers, no amount of negative text messaging, none of it is going to matter if you send these text messages out to your friends. That's all we're asking you to do is just share the text. You can forward it, or you can copy it and paste it into a new text. 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 people that's in your phone, people that you know in your local county. That's all we're asking you to do. But the bottom line, when this is over and done with, hopefully we'll hear the answers by, I'm hoping by 11 o'clock tomorrow night. The county will be counted. We'll have the results. We'll be able to talk about it on Wednesday's show. We'll see what happens. We did the best we could. We know the other candidates have done the same, and we'll see if we prevail. That's the bottom line. But know this. They are definitely, definitely afraid of us. One of the things you have to understand is that this is going to be a war worth fighting. Because if we prevail and we do the things that we want to do as a team together in all these races across our listening area, we will change Lansing. We'll change Washington. We'll change our counties. If our Patriot candidates win, we will work together to make a real change for our communities. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me.